Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Attorney Jack Rice joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline on this Tuesday morning. Jack, how are you?
Great to be with you again, Dave.
Always good to talk to you, Jack, and I want to ask you about this MPD video that was released yesterday. If you've seen it or not, Jack, and how do you think it's going to play into the case against these four Minneapolis police officers?
Well, Dave, it is interesting. There are actually two different tapes, and I have watched both of them. These are two of the vest cams. The video is actually on the officers themselves, Officers Lane and King. And so those were finally released by Judge Cahill. People have had access, but these are actually public now. What it really does is it kind of lays out the timeline, and it really shows what everybody is doing and as the process starts to unfold.
Jack, how unusual is it to have this much video of what happened to George Floyd, and how does this case against police officers differ because of it?
It makes a huge difference. I mean, this is one of the things we notice, is that for a very, very long time, a lot of people have made allegations against police departments, police officers, Minneapolis Police Department in particular, in fact. And the thing is what we saw was officers denied and denied and denied nationwide. But what we have started to see is actual video which contradicts what actually is being told. In fact, the Minneapolis Police Department themselves tried to lay out a scenario of what happened. Early on, the first reports came back completely inconsistent with what the video that we saw on the streets. And so what we have now are video from bystanders. That's multiple pieces of video. We now have video from all of the officers. And so what you get is a three-dimensional view of what was going on blow by blow by blow, watching when George Floyd actually is approached, watching what he does next, watching when they take him out of the car, put him to the ground, when they pick him back up, walk him across the street, when they try to put him in a squad. You literally can go minute by minute by minute in three or four different directions.
Is it good that video is released?
Yes, it's always good. From my perspective, I think the transparency is critically important. The people of Minnesota, the American people, have to know what their officers are doing. If they don't have trust, there has to be a compact and an agreement that the police officers are the good guys. And by the way, if they're not the good guys, we need to make sure that we highlight that piece too, because there has to be some understanding here. And if they fail, we need to make sure we hold them accountable.
Any reaction to the motion to dismiss the criminal charges against Lane?
Well, it doesn't shock me. Lane's attorney is a good one, and I expect that it will not happen. I think under these circumstances, what you're really trying to do, and this is something I would certainly do on the defense side as a prosecutor, I would do it differently. But the purpose is to sort of cleave space between the officers themselves. Prosecutors would love to prosecute all of these guys in one big chunk. But what you're trying to do on the defense side is to say, I'm not like the other guys. I'm not like the other officers. Treat me differently because what I did was different. That's exactly what Lane's lawyer is doing right now.
Jack, can the feds file charges in this case, and will they after the state case is over?
They could. I mean, that's what's interesting is there's a different set of charges that are potentially out there in this case, and they're civil rights related. And so that's something that can happen. It actually has happened in the past. It doesn't happen too much, but the difference this time around is that this went worldwide. I had people reaching out to me from small corners of the globe asking about this case. And so when all of a sudden you have people chanting George Floyd's name in Central Russia, you have him chanting George Floyd's name in Hong Kong or in Rio, all of a sudden it puts a completely different complexion on it.
As a man with a lot of experience in the courtroom, Jack, what do you expect for a timeline on this now? Any idea?
No. You know what? This is a completely new game. It's going to take some time. And in fact, I think that we should expect it too. There's going to be people trying to push this out of the Twin Cities. The problem is, as I just said, when you lay out everybody who's been chanting George Floyd's name, where do you bring this? Where is it that a jury hasn't heard of George Floyd and hasn't heard all that's going on here? So my expectation is this is going to go way into 2021.
Jack, always great to have you on the show. Appreciate your time. Stay safe, good neighbor.
Thank you, Dave.
He is Jack Rice, former prosecutor, now criminal defense attorney as well. WCCO time is 6:57 here in the morning news. All the news coming your way in 3 minutes.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.